Kali Yuga Yuga Dhamma Kali Rapacha Tati Lagi Pita Varna Chaitanya Vata Kali Yuga Yuga Dhamma Nama Rapacha Tati Lagi Pita Varna Chaitanya Vata Kali Yuga Yuga Dhamma Nama Rapacha Tati Lagi Pita Varna Dhamma Chaitanya Vata Kali Yuga Yuga Dhamma Nama Rapacha Tati Lagi Pita Varna Chaitanya Vata Vaishnavis. Okay. Kali Yuga. In the age of Kali, Yuga Dharma, the religious practice for the age, Namara, of the holy name, Prachara, propagation, Tati, this, Lagi, for. Pitavarna, having a yellow color. Chaitanya Avatar, the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. Translation of purport by Srila Prabhupada. The religious practice for the age of Kali is to broadcast the glories of the holy name. Only for this purpose, as the Lord, in a yellow color, descended as Lord Chaitanya. So everyone can please repeat. The religious practice for the age of Kali is to broadcast only for this purpose has the Lord in a yellow color descended as Lord Chaitanya. Purport. In this age of Kali, the practical system of religion for everyone is the chanting of the name of Godhead. This was introduced in this age by Lord Chaitanya. Bhakti Yoga actually begins with the chanting of the holy name, as confirmed by Madhvacharya in his commentary on the Mundaka Upanishad. He quotes this verse from the Narayana Samhita, Dvapariyai Janar Vishnum Pancharatrai Tukevalai Kalautu Namamatrena Pujati Bhagavan Hari. In the Dwarpa Yuga, people should worship Lord Vishnu only by the regulative principles of the Narada Pancharatra and other such authorized books. In the age of Kali, however, people should simply chant the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna mantra is specifically mentioned in many Upanishads, such as the Kali Santarana Upanishad, where it is said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Iti shodashakam nam nam kalikamasya nashanam nata paratato paya sarva vedishu drishyate. After searching, Mahamantra, after searching through all the Vedic literatures, one cannot find a method of religion more sublime for this age than the chanting of Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vichetani Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Zati Swapadantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bastyatirashatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. The verse that was quoted yesterday in the Bhagavatam class or Chaitanya Charitamrita class, basically the same spirit. This is the spirit, and this is the purpose, this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he had intimate reasons for appearing, just like generally when we do something, it has one purpose, one meaning. And even then, sometimes we can't remember or we can't do it properly. No. But when the Lord does something, just like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur illustrates and enlightens us, all of Krishna's pastimes of killing demons, it has a relationship to the different anarthas that plague the consciousness. So the Lord has many purposes. If we're more sentimentally inclined, we just like to hear leelas. But sometimes we may not understand the leela. Every leela has a purpose, especially in the case of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna's leelas are his eternal pastimes. Lord Chaitanya also has eternal pastimes, but his eternal pastimes reflect the same intensity of devotional service as Lord Krishna's rasa dance. The kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the spiritual world, and of course, sometimes when he would manifest that kirtan when he was on this planet, are the same as the rasa dance. There's no difference, according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The intensity of the absorption in Krishna, which ultimately means that the chanting of the holy name, as it is explained by some of our acharyas, that Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. So it means Krishna is calling out Radhe Radhe, and Radha is calling out Krishna Krishna. This is what the Maha Mantra is understood in the spiritual world. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants in that mood, his kirtan becomes the equivalent of the rasa dance. Equivalent in one sense, on the sense of meditation. But his mission in this world is, as I mentioned yesterday, it's here, just a few verses before this. His mission is apani achari bhakti sikhaimu sabare, to show everyone by his example the bliss of devotional service and the bliss of chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name makes it possible that we can serve Krishna. Otherwise, how can we serve Krishna? So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, actually on the way back, he actually explained this twice. It was so intense for him. On the way back, after being initiated by Ishwara Puri and dedicating himself to chanting the holy name, He didn't want to go back to Navadvip. He was thinking, let me go to Vrindavan. Now I have tasted Krishna. This is the intensity. No? Just like sometimes I say, well, as Rupa Goswami says, that Ye jani janita kiyad biramritai Krishna varnatvai, that how much nectar is there in these two syllables, Krishna? No. So, for a devotee that's on the neophyte platform or entering onto the Madhyam platform, they struggle to chant these two syllables. No. We struggle. We try to keep our mind focused. No. It's not as, you know, for those of us that are not so advanced, it's a struggle. You have to keep the mind focused. Prabhupada gave so many instructions. And he also said, you must use the tongue. Otherwise, although Srila Haridas Thakur would chant in his mind, one third of his chanting was in the mind. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that you can actually understand that you have some understanding of the holy name when you chant in the mind. Which means that when you can chant in the mind and not be distracted, because even when we chant with the tongue, the mind distracts us. But to speak of chanting in the mind, how easy it would be, just some thought comes in the head, and Maha Mantra goes away. But Prabhupada said, when the devotees asked him, one devotee had read this by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This was about 1970. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, should we chant in the mind? Prabhupada said, no chanting in the mind. No. So some devotee, some may come to that platform, but Prabhupada's instruction was, because he knew his disciples, they would immediately try to chant in the mind and be totally distracted. No. So Prabhupada said, there's no question of chanting in the mind. No. You must move the tongue and the lips. No. So many instructions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so absorbed in the holy name that he just wanted to go to Vrindavan. You know. And then when he got to Kanai Natashala, you know, he saw Krishna. And Krishna looked at him and he saw Krishna's beautiful lotus eyes. He saw Krishna's smile, his teeth like rows of pearls, his lips like red bimba fruit, his curly, glossy, bluish-black hair encircling his face like a frame, framing his face with beauty and more beauty and more beauty. And then he saw he was holding a flute and he would play the flute and then he would smile and then he would play the flute. And he came running toward Lord Chaitanya. And he embraced him, and then he ran away. So Lord Chaitanya said, I must follow him to Vrindavan. He must be going to Vrindavan. Krishna lives in Vrindavan. But then a voice came from the sky. Oh, this voice comes just, you know, conveniently. And said, no, now you must take this holy name and spread it. No. And so he went back. And when he arrived, he was just chanting the Maha Mantra. No one could believe it. No. Two times the devotees had gathered with him and said, when will you become a Vaishnava? No. Nimai Pandit, he was so proud. This was his, because he was teaching the three phases of understanding. No. First, Sambandha. So Sambandha requires knowledge. And he began to teach. He began to teach about Krishna, but still it was very much steeped in logic. And he showed the Sambandha phase actually becomes complete when he returned to Navadvip and he was chanting the holy name. So the devotees, right before he left for Gaya, they said, we are praying that you will become a Vaishnava. Maybe by seeing the lotus feet of Vishnu, you will become a Vaishnava. No. And he said, And he said, I am sure by your blessings that will happen. Because Lord Chaitanya wanted us to understand that you don't just become a devotee by reading a book or by some visiting a temple. We've seen so many people, they come here day after day for years or some other temple, and they don't become a devotee, or they become a partial devotee, a Mishra Bhakta at best, but they're still thinking about different devas and all these things are mixed in the mind. Even when I began to practice Krishna consciousness, well, before, I was practicing from Paramahansa Yogananda, and even when I got Bhagavad Gita, I had met the devotees before, but I had no real exposure because they just passed through the university, and somebody stole my magazine. Otherwise, I might have gotten more inspired, but I read it and it was very nice, and then somebody took it. Then I found Bhagavad Gita, but still there was some little Mayavad, attraction there. And then I met the devotees, and one devotee, Narayan Prabhu, he was very heavy, he just smashed me for about 3 days until, even out of fear, I gave up any conception, what to speak of, real understanding. This is a very difficult thing. Just like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he has one book, I can't remember the name of it, but in that little book, little article, it's almost like an article, it's a small book. He said, when I first heard Srila Prabhupada speaking about the Mayavadis, I thought it was some indigenous tribe in India. But then I asked Srila Prabhupada, and he made me realize that we are all Mayavadis. The Mayavad tendency is to control. I want to be the controller like Krishna. And the Sahaja tendency is I want to enjoy like Krishna. So these two things, they linger within the mind, within the consciousness, until we actually come to the point of Shuddha Bhakti. We come to the point of Shuddha Bhakti, then these things are completely eradicated. Otherwise, so we should always be very, very diligent that these things don't come to surface. Especially the enjoying tendency. The Mayavad tendency is still there to some degree. We want to control. We want to control people. We want to control this. And the Sahaja tendency is also there. We want to enjoy independently of Krishna. Even though we have these wonderful books of Srila Prabhupada, we have the holy name, we have association of Vaishnavas, still these tendencies are there. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this. Then he came back and he was chanting the holy name. And then one day he saw Srivas Pandit, and he said that, Srivas, I want to reveal my mind. So please gather. He gave names of certain devotees. He didn't want everyone, just certain devotees. Have them come to the house of Shuklambar tomorrow, and I will reveal my problem, my difficulty. Guyama akyati prichati. Shriman Pandit went to the house of Srivas. Srivas had a kalpavriksha tree in his courtyard. And when you would pick a flower, immediately another flower would appear. We could use a couple of those trees in our courtyard. So everybody came there to get flowers for their deity worship. And he started telling the devotees, that Nimai Pandit, he wants us to come, and he's going to reveal something to us. So everybody came the next day, everybody that was invited. And Gadadhar, he wasn't invited, but he came anyway, and he hid within the house. And then Lord Chaitanya came, and He looked at the devotees. He was crying. And he grabbed a hold of a column, a pillar in the house. And he embraced it. And he said, "Now I must reveal to you why my life, my destiny has become so miserable." And he was embracing it, just like embracing Krishna. He said, "I was coming back from Gaya. And as I was coming toward Navadvip, I came to a place and I saw Krishna. And he was so beautiful. His arms were just like blue sapphire pillars." And he described again the form of Krishna. And he said, "But then he disappeared." And that was it. That was his revelation. That was his problem. No. Oh, could we have such a problem? No. This is my difficulty in life. We're thinking, let me solve this difficulty and this one. Then I can practice Krishna consciousness. Once I do this, once I have enough money, then I can really dedicate myself. Even Srila Prabhupada, in his Leela, he had the same thought, that an astrologer told me I will become very wealthy, wealthiest man in India. Therefore, let me work very hard, and then I can sponsor the Gaudiya Math temples. No, he was thinking like that. No. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if one thinks that by the product of devotional service is wealth or some material facility, he is deeply in Maya. One devotee told me once, he's a wealthy devotee. He said, a little proud sometimes. Wealth does that. That's why Lord Chaitanya, first thing he says, nadana. No, be careful of wealth. So he said, you know, because I wasn't engaging him very much because he was a little proud. No. But he wanted to be like the main preacher in the temple. I was a studious devotee. And he said, "Why don't you engage me?" He said, "Krishna has given me all this wealth because of all the years I did Sankirtan." And I said, "Oh, no." And what about, there was another devotee who did more Sankirtan. What about him? He has no money? What happened to him? No. You say Krishna gave you wealth because of Sankirtan. All these other devotees, they've done Sankirtan as much or more than you, and they have no wealth. Well, actually, they have the greatest wealth because they're continuing to do Sankirtan, not business like you. No. And anyways, sometimes we think like this, no, that, as I always say, there's two things you can do. You can fit Krishna into your life, or you can fit your life into Krishna consciousness. No. So the first one is usually a very popular option. No. Let me see if I can take some time. No. So many devotees have come to me and said, I don't have any time to chant japa. I can't chant 16 rounds. It takes too long. No. I see. So then, yes. And it will take longer because if you don't chant 16 rounds or more, just like Srila Prabhupada, one devotee asked him, he said, "Srila Prabhupada, how can I chant 16 rounds with quality?" Prabhupada said, 16 rounds means no quality. No. Minimum. No. Quality means you cannot stop. No. That is quality. So if you want quality, then you come to that platform. So I was mentioning that sometimes we struggle. A pure devotee also struggles. When they say Krishna, sometimes they can't go on because they're filled with ecstasy. So we stop because we're filled with so many conceptions. And they stop because they're feeling ecstasy. But the tendency is there. But then the devotee wants to continue to chant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he simply started chanting and chanting and chanting. And he was encouraging the devotees. And then he began to teach his students again. But this time, he was teaching them everything in relation to Krishna. Many of his students, most of his students became devotees because of his teaching, because of his emphasis, because of his ecstasy. Everything was related to Krishna, and therefore Jiva Goswami made his grammar, you know, based on Krishna, following the example of Lord Chaitanya. And so again and again he did this, and he became so absorbed. There were some students who were resisting, you know, because in Navadvipa, as we've heard so many times, most people were worshipping Durga. So some of the students, they were so attached to this materialistic way, they couldn't accept Lord Chaitanya's teaching. And then one day, he started chanting Gopi, 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 because he was going so deeply into the chanting of the holy name, just like the gopis have appeared here on the altar. No? So he was just absorbed in the gopis. And then one student said, "Why are you chanting this? No, if you want to chant, just like before, you should chant Krishna. No. Why are you chanting this mantra, this gopi? What is this? This is not an authorized mantra. No. This is instructing Lord Chaitanya." No. And so Lord Chaitanya said, "Krishna, you can't rely on Krishna. No. The gopis are always absorbed in Krishna. But Krishna sometimes, he deviates. No. And so, therefore the gopis are superior." And the student challenged him again. He took a stick and he was yelling, "The gopis are supreme," and started chasing after him. He ran away and he ran to where some of his other semi-atheistic friends they were also afraid of Lord Chaitanya's mood. And he said, "He tried to beat me. He's bigger than me. He's stronger than me." And they said, "Oh, we can't allow this. We should all gather together and we will challenge him. He can't go against all of us." So Lord Chaitanya, in the heart of these atheistic devotees, not devotee, was some devotion was there. He began to think, "How can I save these people?" And this is the mood that's expressed in this verse. No. Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga. Yuga Dharma. There's only one possibility. No. That Namara Prachar. The holy name must be propagated everywhere. No. And so, Lord Chaitanya, he decided, "This is my mission." No. Just like in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, "Hari Purita Sundari Jyoti Kadamba Sandipita." What was Lord Chaitanya's weapon? His beauty. His beautiful transcendental form. Whoever saw it, they were captivated. Just like one time Lord Chaitanya, he was on his way to Jagannath Puri. You know, and so he crossed the river, and he was on a boat in the river, and they stopped at one village where everyone was a washerman. So he was chanting the holy name, and this one washerman was looking at him, and he walked up to the washerman and he said, "Hari Bol, chant the holy name." And the washerman thought, "Oh, this is one of these sannyasis. He wants a donation. No, he wants it, you know." And he didn't do anything. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Hari Bol." And then he chanted the Maha Mantra and he raised his arms. And when the washerman saw the beauty of Lord Chaitanya with his arms raised, chanting the holy name, he started chanting. And then he started chanting more. And he started chanting more. And he was exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy. His wife thought His wife was nearby helping him. He's become mad. He's ghostly haunted. This sannyasi is some tantric sannyasi who is, you know, giving him some ghostly mantra, putting him under control. No. So she went to one of the other washermen. Please, speak to my husband. Help him. So they went over to him. And then that one washerman said, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. And the other, then he had actually received Lord Chaitanya's Shakti within his heart. And then the other washerman started chanting. And then they went another one, another one. Then everyone was chanting. And finally the wife also started chanting. You know? So in this way, you know, through the holy name, he would initiate people. You know? He would never initiate anyone formally because he wanted to always have the mood of a humble devotee. So then Lord Chaitanya's mood of humility increased more and more and more. You know? Just like he instructs us, Trinadabhi Sunichena Tarodiva Sahishnuna. No. Although he wasn't very tolerant at this point, he was so enthused to give the holy name to everyone. So then he came, he revealed himself. Internally, he revealed himself to Advaitacharya. Of course, Advaitacharya already knew about Lord Chaitanya. No. Actually, even when Lord Chaitanya was in the womb, he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, walked right in and offered his prayers to Sachi. He put sandalwood paste on her abdomen. And Jagannath Mishra was, what's he doing? But he couldn't, of course, he had great respect for Advaitacharya. He's saying, this is very rare. He walks into my house, starts putting sandalwood on the abdomen of my wife, and then he chanted mantras and started circumambulating Sachi Devi. And then he bowed down, offered dandavats. And then he started walking out. And Jagannath Mishra said, Advaita, what are you doing? And he said, you will soon know. Soon you will know. So this Lord Chaitanya's mood increased more and more. And Advaita, he revealed himself to Advaita internally. So Advaita, he was feeling so much bliss, but he was thinking, was this a dream? Or is this really my Lord? And so then the next day, Advaita saw the devotees and he said, something very wonderful happened to me last night in a dream that Nimai Pandit came in the dream. I was having some doubt about one verse in Bhagavad Gita. No. And so I took rest without eating. And then while I was sleeping, Lord Chaitanya came and he said, immediately go and take your meal. All your anxieties should be over with. What was the verse he was reading? Yada yadahi dharma shaglanir bhavat. No. And he was saying, why isn't the Lord appearing? I called him. Why isn't he? Although he knew, but sometimes yoga maya would cover him. And why isn't he appearing? And then Lord Chaitanya said, just take your meal. You should know I have come and I will give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Don't worry. Just take your meal and be happy. You will come and you will serve me and we will all spread the chanting of the holy name everywhere. Then he woke. So he informed everyone. But he didn't tell them that it was Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of God. He just said the Lord came and answered his question. And so everyone became very enlivened. And they started offering blessings. No, please, may you become completely attached to devotional service. He was already chanting the holy name. So why would they say that? He's chanting. Why would they say? Because their level of devotional service was so elevated that they still thought that he had some, because he was still teaching, So he's still not, he's not on our level of prema bhakti. He's not on our level yet. So they would give him blessings. And then he said, yes, I am receiving the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And he would go and he would get their cloth and he would wash it. And then he would bring mud and kusha grass from the banks of the Ganga and offer it to people for their worship. And he would grab the lotus feet of the devotees. And he would do any kind of service to the devotees. He was revealing himself. He was revealing himself, and he was revealing the sentiment of Krishna. What is the sentiment of Krishna? He always wants to please his devotee. Because his devotees, jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane sita shutikatim tanuvan manobir tad prayasho jita jitop yasi taistri lokyam. Because the devotees are so absorbed in devotional service that the Lord is conquered by their loving devotion. Even Krishna said how he is conquered. No, evam sanarshita yanga harina harina bhakta vashyata swa vashinapi krishnena yasyedam seshvaram vashe. Even though Krishna is the controller of the demigods, the controller of material energy, the controller of the three worlds, when he sees the surrender of his devotees, he comes completely under their control. So Lord Chaitanya had actually come under the control, seeing his devotees' pure devotion. He is showing, he was revealing the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He simply wants to serve his devotees. And Krishna, this is always his mood. Even when Krishna takes the superior position and tells us in Bhagavad Gita, do this, do that, be like this, nirmamo nirahankaraha, oh, so many instructions. Even when Krishna subdues his devotee and brings his devotee to the point of surrender, once the devotee surrenders, then Krishna wants to become his servant, because Krishna is the original servant. Krishna is the original everything. He's the original controller. He's the original enjoyer. But he enjoys more being controlled by his devotee. That is his greatest enjoyment. So Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting this. But his mood became so intense that Shachi Devi was becoming very concerned. And she went to consult with some of the Brahmins in the village. That sometimes, Nima, I'm very worried. Sometimes he sits in front of his wife and he stares, he's looking, he's chanting, and as if she didn't exist. And then sometimes he'll run toward her and as if he wants to beat her. And then he completely ignores her. And then sometimes he climbs into a tree and closes his eyes and he chants and he falls out of the tree. I'm very concerned. He will hurt himself. Sometimes he falls on his head. And so she was very... And so people said, they came to see him. And they said, oh, no. This is mental. He's got mental disease. Mentally ill. And so you have to tie him up. And some Brahmins came and they started chanting mantra. We have to use Vishnu oil and Shiva oil and tie him up. And they were, they started to chant mantras. And the Lord Chaitanya got up and ran toward them. And they ran away. And they said, no, Sachi, you have to tie up his feet and tie up his hands. And put this oil on his head. And she was thinking, I can't do that. I can't do, what will I do? So she revealed her mind to Shivas. Shivas is a very great devotee. Shivas came to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya exhibited such symptoms of loving devotion that Shivas went into ecstasy. And then he said, Shivas, they are telling me that I'm mentally unstable. I have some mental disease. Some winds are in my mind. So, what can I do? What do I do? And Shivas said, my Lord, I just saw you. If this is your mental disease, please give that disease to me. This is not mental disease. This is Krishna prema. This is love for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I'm so relieved. I was also thinking that it was love for Krishna. But if you would have told me that it was mental disease, I would have gone and jumped into the Ganga. So you saved me. Thank you so much. And then Shivas told Mother Sachi, this is not mental disease, this is Krishna prema. Understand that your son is the most fortunate person. So she became relieved, but still she was a little afraid of him. You know, some of these symptoms were so, she had never seen them in anyone. His symptoms of Mahabhava. You know, he was manifesting Mahabhava. So then he went on and the devotees started blessing him, saying, you will become the greatest devotee, you will do this, you will spread this holy name everywhere. And Lord Chaitanya thanked them from the bottom of his heart. And then he went to his home and he called Mukunda. And Mukunda came and sang all night long. Oh, then the Brahmins and the atheists, they became very disturbed hearing that kirtan. And Shivas was having kirtan all night long. They went to the house of Shivas. They said, previously we told you that we would break your house. You didn't take it seriously. Now we're going to do it. No, if you don't stop this chanting. And Shivas, some of the devotees said, it's just talk. No, they won't do anything. But Shivas was very concerned. He went to Advaitacharya. And Advaitacharya, he had already said he would cut off their heads. But now Lord Chaitanya had appeared. So he went and he explained this to the Lord. And the Lord became furious. The Lord went to the Ganga. No, because these atheists had told Shivas that the Muslim king will come any time and he will stop you. But that was just, they just made that up. And then Shivas was fearful. So Lord Chaitanya went to the banks of the Ganga and he said, I am he, I am he, I am the Supreme Lord. And he said, let that king come. I will stand here. And when he comes, I will defeat him. And let him come. And then he went to the house of Shivas, who was in anxiety. Shivas was worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Chaitanya came in, pushed open the door and said, what are you doing, Shivas? I am worshipping Nrisimhadev. No, don't worship Nrisimhadev. You should understand who I am. And you have not ever understood me. And Shivas was filled with fear. And then Lord Chaitanya went and sat down on the throne of Vishnu and manifested four arms. He said, I am the one that you have been calling. I am the one you have been worshiping. And he began to, very, very. And then finally he said, Shivas, do artik to me. Do abhishek to me. I am your Lord. And so Shivas, he gathered all of his family members. They get paraphernalia. They started worshiping the Lord. They did abhishek. All the servants in the house did abhishek. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, at that point, although they were menial servants, they became pure devotees by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya had decided for the first time externally, he revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of God. Then he revealed himself to Murari Gupta. Then he revealed himself externally to Advaita Acharya. Then he revealed himself to all the devotees. This is the mood. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and I will conclude with this. Then he revealed himself to the Mayavadis. The Mayavadis, he came to Varanasi, but he was not inclined. The Mayavadis invited him to come, but he was not inclined. But then one devotee came, one Brahmin devotee. He said, "My Lord, we cannot tolerate it anymore. The Mayavadis are criticizing you. The Mayavadis are criticizing us. We can tolerate that they criticize us, but we cannot tolerate that they criticize you. Therefore, please go and sit with them." No. And then, if you do that, they said they will stop. So, okay. My devotee wants me to do it. I will do it. If I don't want to do something, then I don't do it. But if my devotee says I must do it, then even if I don't want to do it, these principles of surrender, Lord Chaitanya taught this principle of surrender to Krishna, that whatever Krishna wants, you should do it even if you don't like it. And whatever you like, if Krishna doesn't like it, then you shouldn't do it. So Lord Chaitanya followed the same principle of surrender in surrendering to his devotee. Even if I don't want to do it, just like Krishna didn't want to liberate Manigriva and Nalakubara. But he said, Narada Muni told me to do it, I have to do it. They don't deserve it, but I have to do it. So, Lord Chaitanya came, as we know, we've heard this past time. He sat down, he offered his obeisances and sat down in front of the Mayavadis in the foot washing place. And so immediately Prakashananda Saraswati, he came, grabbed him by the hand. "No, no, Maharaj, you should not sit there." No. And he said, "No, I've just come from low class Brahmin," because they were Saraswati Brahmin. No. And he was a different class of Brahmin and sannyasi. So he said, "No, you have been initiated by Keshava Bharati. He is very exalted. Come and sit with us. We just have one question. Why do you chant, go and sing and chant with these fanatics? Why are you spending time with these low-class people?" No. They considered that, you know, they're just sentimental people running around in the streets chanting. No. Of course, there were sentimental people running around chanting, but these were pure devotees of Krishna. And so Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, I can tell you why. No, my spiritual master, he spoke to me. And he said, 'Murka tumi to mara nahika vedantadikar.' You're a fool. You have no qualification to understand Vedanta." No. But Krishna mantra japasada e mantra sar. You take this Krishna mantra, which is the essence of all mantras, and you japa sada, you chant it constantly. And then Lord Chaitanya told them, "I did that. But then I became very confused. What kind of mantra has my guru given me? I'm losing all my composure. I'm Nimai Pandit. No. I'm a great learned Brahmin. But my spiritual master, he's made me lose my composure. I'm going insane. What kind of mantra is this?" So he went to Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri smiled. He said, Lord Chaitanya is explaining this to the Mayavadi. "Yes, you are very fortunate. Most people, when they begin to chant, it takes some time. But immediately, you are experiencing the love of God." No. "Continue to chant, my boy. You should always understand what you were feeling is the natural result of chanting Hare Krishna. if you chant properly. Because when we hear that, we may say, what happened to me? No. Did I get lost somewhere? Did I not understand? I'm chanting and chanting and chanting, but still, no, I don't feel this ecstasy. And he said, and what these things that are appearing, these symptoms on your body, these are natural symptoms of one who is absorbed in chanting the holy name. No. You have been blessed by Krishna. Therefore, I tell you, you continue to chant. And you take this chanting and you give it to others. It would be good for you, it would be good for them. And then he said, my spiritual master, he spoke one verse, which was the essence of all the Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam Bratasva Priya Nama Kirtya. That one should make it one's vow and duty to chant the holy name of Krishna. Chatanu Rago. And one should relish it in the state of bhava, in the state of transcendental emotion. Then, asatyata roditi rauti gayat yun madhavan niyate lokabhya. That when one feels this ecstasy of chanting the holy name, one begins to smile, one feels ecstasy, and one becomes transcendentally agitated by the presence of the holy name, and one begins to chant in a maddened state of mind and dancing wildly, not caring for the opinion of others. Of course, we don't do that in Harinam Sankirtan, no. Otherwise, people will think we're crazy. No. Harinam, we are giving the holy name to others. Therefore, it's a conscious effort. We'll feel the bliss of holy, but we want to transfer that bliss. And if we dance like madmen, then they may not understand. No. So Lord Chaitanya enlightened them, and they all became devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the Lord's mission. Take the holy name and distribute it everywhere. And when we do this under Lord Chaitanya's order, no, he said, Atev ami agya dilun sabakare jahan tahan prema pala deha jaritari. So I order everyone in the universe, you take these fruits of love of Godhead, which is the chanting of the holy name, Srila Prabhupada's books, and distribute them everywhere, no, to everyone. Anywhere you go, everyone you meet. And then, everyone, no one is exempt. No, everyone must do this. No, not that, oh, I'm a congregational devotee. No, I don't. No, everybody has to do this. No. Just like Lord Chaitanya, when he met Kurma Brahman, he had devotees chanting, dancing. Kurma Brahman said, forget about family life. No. I want to do this. But Lord Chaitanya, no. You stay at home. And everyone around you, you chant the holy name, you distribute prasadam, you invite them and give them Krishna consciousness. So this is the duty of the congregational devotee. Actually, no one is a congregational devotee. Everyone is a pure devotee. As long as you follow Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas and Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, then we're all, just as some of us live at this place, some of us live in that place. But the duty is the same. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when I chant the holy name, my house is transformed into Vaikuntha. And I see the Ganga running through my house. So this should be our mood at home. Not that my home is my fortress of Maya. I go to the temple, then I come home, lock the door, and now this is Maya's abode. No. There's the deities, but deities, I have something else to do. You just, you know, do what you want. I'll worship you later. We have to come and become enlivened by the Sankirtan. This is the duty of the brahmacharis. They're the nucleus. And they, by their surrender and service, they transfer that sentiment to everyone so that they can do the same in their homes and in their lives. This is our duty. We're all servants. This is simply giving the holy name to everyone. This is Lord Chaitanya's desire. This is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. And this will give us the perfection of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vindiki Chai. Hare Krishna. Sri Prabhupada ki Jai. So I don't know if anyone has a question, comment, or no. Correct me. No. I think everyone's hungry. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for elaborating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission.
Let me just put in my...
Maharaj...
I was in the first Padyatra, and I blew out my ears. So I have... This will help me hear your question better. Okay.
Thank you for your beautiful class, Maharaj. It was quite enlightening. My question is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to distribute the holy name of the Lord. And you also explain about what grahastha should do and what brahmachari should do.
What?
Grahasthas, congregation devotees.
Grahastha? Lord Chaitanya's greatest devotees were grahasthas. Advaitacharya, he never took sannyas. No. Sita Thakurani came and blessed Lord. On this day, the day after Lord Chaitanya was born, she came and she was very concerned because, you know, she's the wife of Sadashiva. You know? So she was thinking, Lord Shiva has two servants, you know, fear and death. And she was thinking, I have to make sure that fear and death don't come. Because why did she think like that? Because Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, they had 8 daughters. They all died right after birth. And Vishwarup left, you know, fear and death. So to make sure that fear and death didn't come, she gave him the name Nimai. You know, the neem tree is supposed to get rid of ghosts. But whether you believe it gets rid of ghosts or not, definitely it has an antiseptic property. So because Lord Chaitanya was born below the neem tree, she saw the neem tree and she said, let his name be Nimai. So they were grihasthas. They never took sannyas. No. Nityananda Prabhu never took sannyas. He was a brahmachari and then he got married. So, but there, what was there? Shivananda saying? No. He was a grihastha. His wife was very concerned that Nityananda had kicked him in the stomach. He said, you foolish woman. If Nityananda kicks me every day, it will be my greatest ecstasy. To get the touch of his lotus feet, whether it comes on my head, my stomach, wherever. No. So these were all grihasthas, shivas. He never took sannyas. These were the greatest devotees. You look at the panchatattva, everybody was a grihastha except for Gadadhar. But he never took sannyas. He lived like a sannyas. So, and I always say the grihasthas are the greatest preachers. Because a brahmachari sannyas, you go preach to someone, they think, oh, I can't be like that. No. This is impractical. This is some, it's good for him. Just like the Christians. They say, oh, Christ, he's pure, but, you know, we can't be like that. So the grihasthas have to preach. Because then people will say, just like Kurma Brahman, that, oh, this person knows. This person lives like me. This person has a house. This person has a family. But still, they're totally dedicated to this process of Krishna consciousness. I have no excuse. If a brahmachari comes, they say, oh, you know, he lives in an ashram. He doesn't have to work like me. No. He can spend all day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. But I have to go out and work, maintain my family. So the grihasthas are the greatest preachers. They're our hope for spreading Krishna consciousness to the population. No. Otherwise, you know, people, especially in India, people see people in saffron all the time. Ah, some sadhu. No. Give him a donation. No. Give him some paisa, some rupees, and send him on his way. No. No. So the grihasthas are main preachers. All of you grihasthas take Lord Chaitanya's mission to everyone. Just like in the West, there's very few brahmacharis. So I told the grihasthas, you should start a program called Adopt a Brahmachari. No. Make sure he has nice medical care. Make sure he has everything so he can remain a brahmachari. No. Sometimes brahmacharis become, think, what's going to happen when I'm 40 years old or 50? Maybe I have to get married and, how am I going to maintain myself? So all the grihasthas can adopt the brahmachari. If he's serious, of course, he may get married, no problem. And he can adopt the brahmachari. No. And then you can, at least for however long that brahmachari is a brahmachari, he's nicely taken care of. No. Of course, here I know they take care of the brahmacharis very nicely. But some places, brahmacharis are like, the Lone Ranger. No. They don't know what my future will be. Any other question, comment? Definitely hungry. Okay, thank you all very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Nitya Gaur Premanandi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitya Gaur Premanandi.